Welcome to the podcast, Happy and Single. I'm your host, Joseph Anderson. You can find me on Instagram at the It's Possible Guy. And for whatever reason, I half lost my voice probably in this last week. So I'm doing the best I can today. Just bear with me. Today is episode 177 of the podcast. And it's entitled, It's Time We Started to Really Listen to Other People Instead of Constantly Trying to Fix Them. I just got back last week from a wonderful and amazing training. And as I sat and watched my mentor coach other people, I saw him do it very differently. He mostly just listened. Now, there's another one of the people that I follow that says, her name is Mavis Karn, and she says, everybody really just needs a good listening to. And that all sounds like a good idea, but there's a difference when something goes from being a decent idea in your head to being like, oh, that's how it works. Since I got back from that training, my conversations have been amazing. My conversations, even with people that might have constantly generally been stirred up in their head, have been amazing. Why? Because it was me. When we're listening to other people, looking for areas to fix, looking for areas to help them in, we listen differently. You know, we listen very differently. I'm not listening for what they want. I'm listening to where I can show up and be the hero. Now, once again, I'm not speaking this way for effect. I'm really just mostly speaking this way. You see, when we listen to other people, generally we're listening for the opportunity to fix. And nobody wants to be fixed. Even you. What do we want? Oh, we want a person to just listen to us. I remember one particular instance. Yes. One particular instance where I listened up and I was being listened to. And the person wasn't all stirred up in their head. They were just there with me. They didn't have some objective. They didn't have some motivation. They were just there with me. And I still remember that. Yes. That one single time. We don't listen. We're only listening to what part of the conversation pertains to us, or that we think pertains to us. Now, I've studied the art of human transformation for 20 years. And I'm just barely seeing this now. And what I'm seeing is when somebody's listened to, It is the most beautiful feeling in the world. It's so funny, as anybody in a quote-unquote helping profession would think that we're there to help them, we're there to serve them, we're there to help them get what they say they want. But my mentor, Michael Neal, says when people are stirred up and are essentially unsettled and unhappy, they just want to be settled and happy. And when they're settled and happy, they just want what they want. Like, have you ever had an experience where you've just been listened to? Nobody's trying to get you anywhere. Nobody's trying to, you know, force your hand or guide you with guiding questions. But they've just listened. If you have, you know what an amazing experience that's like. Is it possible that simply by listening to somebody and being with somebody, that they actually self-settle? Yes. As I was saying, back to the helping professions, we think people come to us and to get what they want. They really just want to be settled and happy at first. And when I can just be with them, I can give them that gift. Is it really that simple? Well, I can tell you, I've had countless conversations this week that have been incredible. With clients, with random people that I just met. Countless. And you see, when I'm quiet, when I'm not focused on me and how something's going to come off, then there's times I may be a bit bold. You know, I ran into this person at the gas station this morning that shared about some of the challenges they were facing. And in that particular case, because my mind was settled and because I heard what they were really wanting, I was very bold in recommending something for them. And there's other moments that I haven't. You see, listening to other people and at the same time listening and just showing up to the impressions and the insights and the revelations that come through us. It's life-changing. So how do you do it? Be with a person. And when all the thoughts come of how you can fix this person's life or all the advice they need, I mean, you kind of just got to try it out, I guess, because sometimes, you know, there is an opportunity to share what might help that person, but only when they've asked. I don't know. I think there are no rules, guys. I mean, the biggest thing I learned at that training last week in Austin, Texas, was show up and respond to what shows up. Yeah. So how do you do this? Listen to somebody. genuinely care about how they're doing. And when advice comes to your mind to tell them how to fix their life or how to make things better, it's like, you know, there's that joke that, you know, women just want to share and guys just want to fix things. I think everybody just wants to share. Everybody just wants somebody to listen. So try it. Just be with another person. One way you can practice this is just by essentially having a conversation with somebody and letting all of the thoughts that go through your head flow in one ear and out the other. It also helps to look in the person's eyes and reconnect. You know, I can't remember if it's a scripture, but it basically says the eyes are the window to the soul. When you connect with somebody's eyes, I really do believe you connect with their soul. You know what? And what does this have to do with being happy? If you know how to listen to another person, everybody is going to want to talk to you. And you're going to help people feel so much love and so much joy. And people are going to want to be around you. Now, this is an art. This is kind of a art and a skill. It's something you kind of just got to play with. And it's not. And I would also say, just do it by being you. Don't say, okay, well, Joseph said I have to do this. No. Show up and be with a person and see what happens. When you don't feel like you have to give them all the advice. I think plenty of times when we give people advice, it is much more about us than it is about them. I really mean it when sometimes when I take on, you know, a hero complex. Oh my goodness, I loved. That was past tense, loved. Being a hero for my clients. I love coming in and, you know, helping them kind of hitting the home run for them. This is the analogy coming to my mind. It's almost like, you know, my clients at bat, this is how I used to do things. My clients at bat and I step up and I'm like, hey, you know, I know a lot of really cool stuff. Let me help you. And I say, yeah, go back, using a baseball metaphor. It's like, go back and go sit on the bench. Let me pinch hit for you. And then I go up and I swing and I hit the ball out of the park. And then I tell them they did it. But you know, the funny thing is, plenty of times they didn't do it. Because I didn't show enough trust and courage in them. And that doesn't help people get stronger. What helps them get stronger is by knowing that they literally have it. It's like spotting somebody when you're lifting weights. Which, yeah, like that's really important. You know, if you're there spotting somebody and you pick it up, the second they start to struggle, you just took away a lot of their gains. You have to be there with them and support them and say, hey, how can I serve you? How can I help you? I found that to be a great question lately as well. It's so interesting. When I just call and reconnect with people and just really care about them, people are open to talking. and I call and say, hey, what's up? How's it going? You know, by the way, I've got a couple spots open in my coaching practice right now. If you know anyone, send them to me. Bye. That doesn't work out so well. You know, in the transformational work that I do, it's more about presence than anything else. Why do they want to work with my mentor originally? Because his joy was out of this world. I didn't give a care who he'd worked with. I didn't give a care of his long list of celebrities that he'd worked with. I didn't even know. There's something about presence. And when you're present and just listen to another human being, why would you do that? Well, it's actually a pretty awesome experience. Even on the listening side. And oh my goodness, like when people begin to settle down, their lives are transformed. And it is so cool. Just yesterday, I was making different phone calls and such and connecting with people I hadn't talked to in quite some time, and I genuinely cared about how they were doing. And go figure, they were interested in what I was doing. There's that phrase that says, nobody cares how much you know until they know how much you care. Yeah, I've gotten caught up back into watching The Big Bang Theory again. And Sheldon Cooper knows a lot of stuff. Very, very intelligent person. And nobody wants to hear his advice. Truth is, nobody wants to really hear anyone's advice. They just want someone to be with them. And I want you to think for yourself. And, you know, when you pray to Heavenly Father, does he come back and say, yeah, Joseph, you got to fix this, and you got to fix this, and you got to fix this, and you got to fix this? No. He just listens. And then once I've gotten everything out, then he might say, hey, go try this. Go try this. Well, if it works for God to just sit and listen with people and it changes their lives, maybe it works for us too. I really invite you guys this week to just go be present with people and listen to them. You'll be amazed at what happens.
Thank you so much for listening to the podcast. If you liked what you heard, go ahead and subscribe to the podcast so you can easily find your way back, and go ahead and share about it with all your friends and other people you come in contact with that are just kind of feeling a bit down, and, you know, or just wanting more happiness in their life. Also, I know plenty of you out there listening are like, oh my goodness, I would love to experience coaching, but Joseph, I just can't afford it. Well, if that happens to be you, at 11 a.m. on the second Monday of each month, I generally host an Ask Me Anything call. You can come on and receive one-on-one coaching. It's a group format, so there might be other people in the room as well, but it's first come, first serve, and I will literally coach you on whatever it is that you're struggling with that you want to see, that, you know, that you want to see happen in your life, but you're just not seeing happen. You know, and also, if you happen to be one of those that prefers a more one-on-one coaching experience, that's what I've done now for 20 years. So if you want a one-on-one coaching experience, then go to josephanderson.co. And in the very first box on the left-hand side, there'll be a form that says apply to work with me. So click there. It'll take you to a form. Fill out the form, and then we can get in touch. And once again, guys, thank you so much for listening to the podcast, and you guys have an awesome day.